From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Webb Pierce.
Well, that's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night. A teenage boogie.
Hey, hey.
Sir, friends, lots of your favorite stars on tap tonight with the Duke of Paducah, Grandpa Jones, the Old Hickory Singers, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang. And Webb's brought along a special guest.
Sure have, Grand, a little lady who really sings a fine country song. And she's mighty pretty, too, Miss Jeannie Shepherd. Well, we're going to keep the Grand Ole Opry entertainment kind of rolling right along, and here are four fellows who always come up with a very fine song, and when they put their heads together, they end up with very fine harmony. I'm speaking about the Old Hickory Singers.
I see a candlelight down in the little green valley, where morning glory vines are twining round the door. Oh, how I wish I was there again down in the little green valley, for then my homesick heart would trouble me no more. There's only one thing ever gives me consolation, and that's a dream that I'll be going back someday. And every night down upon my knees I pray the Lord will please take me back to that little old green valley far away. Way down upon the Swanee River, consolation, and that's a dream that I'll be going back someday. And every night down upon my knees I pray the Lord please take me back to that little old green valley far away.
Webb, how come they call some fellas natural athletes?
Well, Grant, those fellas get their playing ability from the same source Prince Albert's smoking tobacco gets its flavor, nature herself.
Boy, that's a pretty good way of explaining it. Nature herself does put the flavor in PA, and Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the full, rich flavor of choice, mellow-ripe tobacco. As a result, pipe smokers know that they'll get the extra pleasure of natural tobacco taste in every pipe full of PA.
And let's not forget that Prince Albert is crimp cut to pack neat and firm in your pipe. You get a cool, comfortable, long-burning smoke. No wonder it's America's largest selling smoker tobacco.
We got right, Webb. And no wonder PA is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. So, fellas, make it a natural choice. Choose PA for your next pipe or making cigarette, but they get the extra pleasure of Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, sir, It's time to put out the red carpet for our pretty guest tonight, one of the Grand Ole Opry's top favorite singers. And she's also a capital recording star. So let's give a big welcome to Miss Jean Shepherd. Jeannie, just make yourself at home tonight, hon.
Thank you, Webb. Sure nice to be visiting here with you on the Opry.
Well, it's good to have you here. And I say, have you been pretty busy here of late?
We sure have. Been enjoying ourselves, too, Webb. We've been out singing for our Opry friends in Colorado and Texas and Oklahoma and just all over.
Well, I know all the good neighbors are going to enjoy everything you do right here tonight. So how about a good song from you, huh?
Okay, here's our latest. Thank you just the same. Shame. You say you'll give me all your heart, but you can't give me your name. If I can't have all, then I want no part, but thank you just the same. You're the kind of man I always dreamed I'd find someday. I guess that's why it breaks my heart. Turn your love away. But wrong is wrong. I must be strong, so I just won't play your game. My love's no match for a wedding band, but thank you just the same.
Comes a part of the Grand Ole Opry that I always enjoy very, very much. The time when we kind of let things quieten down just a bit and sing a fine old sacred song for our neighbors. Tonight we pick one that I hope you'll like very much. In fact, I hope you'll enjoy hearing it as much as we enjoy singing it for you. Precious Memories. Precious sick. great scenes unfold.
Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. And the stillness
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of ours with something mighty, mighty important on his mind.
Webb, don't you think it's pretty wonderful the way folks are so loyal to the Opry?
Sure, Grant. It's like the loyalty making men have for Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
True. Through the years, both have consistently satisfied folks. Now take P.A. Macon's men know that P.A. is always going to roll easy, smoke mild and tasty, and they know that Prince Albert is always tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be, with the rich, natural flavor held and heightened by P.A.'s own special process.
Just like they're always sure P.A. will roll easy because it's crimp cut. It won't blow around or dribble out at the ends.
Fellas enjoy the smoking tobacco that's taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other. Roll your next Macon cigarette with Prince Albert in an OCB paper.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The Bruce Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, sir, any old time you want to hear the best piano player, well, this is the place to come, because this is where you'll find the queen of country piano pickers, I mean Miss Del Wood. Let her go, Del. Mighty fine, Dale. Thanks a lot. Well, sir, every place you go, folks are getting ready for Halloween. And if you want to get the inside story on what this Halloween's going to be like, here's your favorite pumpkin head who can give it to you. I'm speaking about the Duke of Paducah.
I heard you call me a pumpkin head. I heard what you said. You called me a pumpkin head, but she didn't. Did you hear her?
No.
She says, gosh, ain't he cute? I wish he was mine.
You think I look like Elvis Presley?
I'm a little harder to get than Elvis Presley. I can be had, all right. I'm a little hard to get, but I can be had, I'll tell you that. What's Elvis Presley got that wouldn't look good on me, huh? That's what I want to know. You ought to have been here last Saturday night. There was two girls sitting right there in the front row, and one of them was crazy about me. There was two pretty girls. Well, one of them was pretty, and the other one was from Texas. But they was sitting right there. And you ought to see that pretty one. She was crazy about me. She took one look at me, and she's crazy about this suit, and she's crazy about my little hat, and she's crazy about my looks. And that was her trouble. She was crazy. And she had her sister with her, and her sister was just a plain old-fashioned old maid, and she didn't like me, and she just sat there in a lump and looked at me. I nicknamed them the Hershey Bar twins. One was plain, and one was nuts. this one that was crazy about me, she was a suicide blonde. Suicide blonde, that's one that's died by her own hands. Oh, I wish you could see her. And she was the sweetest thing. She had a Sunday morning face with Saturday night ideas. I tell you, I wish you could have seen her. And she had the most beautiful carriage you ever saw in your... She had one of them carriages where there's some... Not so much, and then all of a sudden, a whole lot more, yeah. The only trouble with her carriage was when she walked, it looked like her rear axle was busted, you know. She wanted my autograph, and she come backstage to get it, you know, and I signed an autograph, and she looked at me, and I looked at her. I kissed her. And when I kissed that old gal, something inside of me went boing. My garter's busted. I said this old gal was from Texas. I've noticed one thing. When we had the big Duke of Paducah show down in Texas, the girls whistled at the musicians on the street, walked down the street with a guitar, and they whistle at you right there. They don't do that in Nashville, Tennessee. I'll say that. No, you'll never see a girl whistle at you in Nashville. They go up here on Church Street and stand in them dark doorways and trip you when you go by. Ain't none tripped me yet, but I've been passing all the doorways. I made them all there. This girl, after the show last Saturday night, we went out to a nightclub, you know, and we got one of them new cocktails called 16 Tons. One drink, and you got a full load. You ought to try one, Dale. They're good. The nightclub wouldn't have been bad, but my big fat wife caught me and got mad. Oh, I was the maddest woman, and she's got plenty of her to get mad. That's the fattest woman ever. She is so fat, she looks like she swallowed a quarter's worth of bubble gum and it backfired on her. Yeah. But before I go, there might be a lot of boys here tonight that are thinking about getting married, and my big fat wife just made me think of something I ought to tell you. Don't do it. That's all. You know, getting married is just like a two-way street. They got you coming and going, boys. Coming and going all night. Now, I got to go to the wagon on that, but before I go, I want to say hello to Cousin Minnie Pearl. She's supposed to be here tonight with me. She's away up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, snowed in. You can't get out by plane, train, or dog sled. Goodbye, Minnie. I'm going to the wagon. These shoes are killing me. I'm going to get out.
Well, sir, we always get a big kick out of talking to the Duke of Paducah. Certainly wonderful to have you here with us tonight. Right now, our special guest, I want to bring her back out here because I got something special for her. So let's give a big welcome to Miss Jeannie Shepherd once again, would you? Jeannie, I have something here that's it's an award that I guess every one of us here at Grand Ole Opry would like to be able to say we would win one. And you won this award in 1956. For your great achievement with a song called Satisfied Mind. And it's a number one song, voted the number one song, and your Capitol record is the one that made it. So thanks a lot, and congratulations to you, honey.
Thank you so much, Webb, and thanks to the wonderful folks of the Cashbox staff and to the many thousands of country DJs listening. You've made me a very happy person with this award, and we'll be seeing you all at the Country Music Disc Jockey Convention here in Nashville in about 2 weeks.
Righto, Jeannie. And say, by the way, would you do me a special favor? Would you sing the song that brought this great honor to you?
We'd be happy to.
All right.
Do things my way, but little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortunes and fame, everything that I dreamed for, get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened that I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was real fine. Lasser, when it comes to a lot of fun, a lot of music, and a good country singer, well, there's an old feller I always enjoy listening to. So how about you and me together saying hello to Grandpa John?
Oh, it's raining here this morning as I sit in jail and I hang my head in chains. With a smile I try to greet each early dawn, but they've given me a number for my name. Many little raindrops are falling close to me, make the streams and rivers just as muddy as can be. It's raining here this morning as the Mississippi flows onto the sea. How I wish that I could see my little darling and hold her in my arms just as before. Well, she used to tell me every day she loved me, but now she doesn't love me anymore. She knew I was guilty of this one crime and said she'd be waiting there for me. But she has found somebody else to wonder where the Mississippi flows onto the sea. Clearly now.
Lasser, earlier tonight,
fact, on the opening song, we did a kind of a boogie-type song. We'd like to flip it over and let you hear the other side. It's a hard song. It goes kind of like this. The quarrel, dear, it started. Just how I heard the night you said we're through. I know it may sound funny, for now I've changed my view. I'm really glad you hurt me, for I found someone that's true. To think of all the sleepless nights and the sorrow I've been through. To think of all the many times that I have been a fool. It gives me consolation to know I won't be blue. I'm really glad you hurt me, for I found someone that's true. Consolation to know I won't be blue. I'm really glad you hurt me, for I found someone that's true.
With all of you here tonight, I want you to be sure and come back next week. We'll come calling on you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat is going to be an old fella called the Texas Troubadour, Mr. Ernest Tubb. Special guest all the way from out west, Rex Allen. Till then, this is Webb Pierce, neighbors, saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing y'all next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Here's wonderful news for you smokers. Exciting news that's all wrapped up in a colorful new package.
That's the bright, smart new package of red, white, and gold that contains the new, all-new Cavalier cigarettes.
All-new Cavaliers. Great new blend brings you great taste. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, the all-new Cavalier gives you plenty of flavor. Naturally rich taste that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
You get rich, smooth, natural-tasting flavor all the way, puff after puff.
When new, true smoking enjoyment with all-new king-size Cavaliers with their great-tasting new blend. Light up and discover the wonderful extra smoking pleasure you get with the new, all-new Cavalier.
The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.